USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A third woman has come forward accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. The woman told the New York Times that the governor made unwanted advances towards her at a wedding in 2019. New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations against the governor from two former aides. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Some teachers' unions are receiving criticism for their hesitancy to return to the classroom amid the pandemic. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has concluded that schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers. Instead of following the science, some teachers' unions are making up the rules as they go, and parents are crying hypocrisy. A video surfaced last week showing Matt Mayer, president of the Berkeley Teachers Union, dropping off his two-year-old daughter at an in-person preschool. Matt Mayer says he fights for the gold standard for the teachers he represents, saying Berkeley schools should only reopen in-person learning when educators are vaccinated, among other criteria. Again, the science says schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers, per the CDC. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President Biden's pick to become Education Secretary has been confirmed by the Senate. Miguel Cardona was confirmed Monday by a 64-33 vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During Monday's White House press briefing, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas downplayed a recent increase in migrants coming to the country's southern border, saying it was not a crisis. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection report showed that apprehensions at the border during the month of January more than doubled from the same time a year ago. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf disagrees with his successor. He tells Fox Business that what's happening on the border is a health crisis, and the administration is putting border agents in danger in asking them to deal with it.
I believe the department's losing credibility with the American people, but also with your DHS frontline officers. Many of them have not gotten the vaccine. I know the department's working hard at getting them the vaccine, but the reality is they don't have it yet. And so when you're allowing thousands, up to 4,000 folks coming across that border, and you're sending a signal that more and more will likely come, you're asking your DHS law enforcement officers to be put in a very difficult position. These are folks that are coming across the border that have no medical papers, that have no idea in many cases. We have no idea what their medical history is. We have no idea if they've had any type of vaccines of any kind. And so it's very difficult to administer medical care to them. And so you're doing that on an everyday basis, and then you overlay that with what's going on with COVID along that southwest border. And it's becoming very, very dangerous. And I just, you know, if you're not square and you're not straight with the American people, I think you're putting a lot of people at danger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.